This is DJ Dead to the World. You are listening to The Elastic Retreat, only on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at www.spiritplantsradio.com. So turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at www.spiritplantsradio.com. Schedules, playlists, archive, more.
according to the story, Paul had been killed in a car crash, and he was killed in 1966. Had an argument in the early recording days of this album back in November 1966, stormed out of the studio, and was involved in a fatal car crash, and he died of head injuries.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, we're singing fun. Slavey rebels.
End of Strawberry Fields, I'm saying cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce, not iberry sauce.
What he was referring to was the fact that on that particular take, his guitar buried Paul's sound. And that's what he was saying.
What about iberry Paul? Is it there?
It sounds like it is to me, yes. It sounds like John is saying I buried Paul.
Did you hear it? I buried Paul.
I don't know how to play my part. notes.
That was some of the new bus driver. I'll be playing a little bit more of that. And so, you know. Just as long as it tickles your ears, it's a thing that we do. That's the way we do it in the last stream. Number 49, by the way. 40 fucking
wallet pocket. What you really know about getting down? Yeah, you think you bad in your candy stripe little socks and whatnot with all your friends, thinking you happy in your cotton candy car. But let me tell you, Polly Pocket, I can shrink to your level and move up in your house and give you more than plastic penile excitements. I am a brand new adventure. I am action in my own special way.
Spread across America over 10 years ago. Most people have come to conclusions of their own, generally that Paul is alive and well, touring, recording, and otherwise enjoying a quiet life on a farm in Scotland. Others continue to pursue the idea that Paul McCartney died in a car crash in November of 1966, was replaced by a lookalike, carefully groomed in his musical style to match that of the deceased Beatle. Of Beatle expert Joel Glazier, we'll spend the next hour probing some of the clues and theories behind this bizarre story. Listen very carefully. You may find that sanity is not quite so easily defined as you thought. You may begin to question your own. In the fall of 1969, shortly after the release of the Beatles' Abbey Road, a rumor swept America concerning the death of Paul McCartney. While this rumor was very popular on college campuses, the widespread acceptance of the rumor reached such proportions that stories on the phenomena were subjects of news reports in publications no less respected than the New York Times, Time Magazine, and a cover story in Life Magazine. It was the cover of Abbey Road that started it all. As you look at the four Beatles, you'll notice that Paul is the only one out of step to draw attention to Paul. Also, Paul is the only one barefoot, which allegedly is how people are buried in several countries. The Beatles are shown walking in a specific order. John dressed in white, as a religious person would be. Ringo is dressed as an undertaker. Paul, shabby suited and barefoot, resembles a corpse. And finally, George, in old jeans, is a gravedigger. The cover of Abbey Road is a funeral procession. A closer look at Paul will reveal something else. He's holding his cigarette, also known as a coffin nail, in his right hand. And any Beatlemaniac knows that Paul is left-handed. This is a most significant clue as to who we're seeing on the cover. Perhaps not Paul McCartney, but in fact a replacement who filled in for Paul after his death. According to the story, which will be pieced together from other albums, Paul was killed in an auto accident in 1966, and a replacement, William Campbell, had been filling in for him for photographic reasons. Campbell was chosen because he'd been the winner of a Paul McCartney look-alike contest a year earlier. William Campbell, from Scotland, has not been heard from since. In fact, could be the person posing as Paul on the cover of Abbey Road. Behind George Harrison appears a white Volkswagen which looks like an innocent car until one checks out the license plate, 28IF. It means, of course, that Paul would have been 28 if he were still alive. The police van on the other side of the street symbolizes the police who were called to the scene of the original McCartney accident in 1966 and were paid off to hush up the whole affair. By now, many of you are probably thinking of ways to discredit these clues. The Beatles themselves tried to do just that in 1969. You're wrong, you may be thinking, regarding Paul's being 28 if he were alive in the fall of 69. It has been pointed out that he would have been only 27. But he would have been in his 28th year of existence. And by Indian belief, would be 28. As one's first year as a fetus is counted as part of one's life. The Beatles made no secret of their fascination with Indian beliefs. The back cover of the Abbey Road LP held interesting clues also. The name Beatles has a crack running through it on the S, making the name imperfect. The eight dots before the word Beatles, when connected, form the number 3 rather than 4. When visiting the wall in 1970, there were in fact 13 dots on the wall. But the picture purposely included only these 8 dots. Passing through this otherwise clear photograph is a girl in a blue dress. What's the reason for this? Hold the album some distance away and observe her elbow. What will appear is the image of Paul McCartney's profile. Songs on the Abbey Road LP also held some revelations. The first song, Come Together, is particularly telling.
thus die I, thus, thus. Now am I dead? Now I'm dead. Oh well, you can't win them all. Tung, lose thy light. Moon, take thy flight. See you, George. Now die. Thus die I. Thus die I. Thus die I.
McCartney was killed in an automobile accident in early November 1966 after leaving EMI recording studios tired, sad, and dejected. The Beatles had been preparing their forthcoming album tentatively entitled Smile when progress bogged down in an intergroup hassle and bickering. Paul climbed into his Aston Martin, sped away into the rainy, chill night, and was found 4 hours later pinned under his car in a culvert with the top of his head sheared off. He was deader than a doornail. When word of Paul's untimely demise was flashed back to the studios, the surviving Beatles, in a hurriedly called conference with George Martin, decided to keep the information from the public for as long as possible and laid the groundwork for the ensuing hoax. Lennon's plan was to create a false Paul McCartney, bring him into the group as if nothing had happened, and then slowly release the information of the real Paul's death to the world via clues secreted in record albums.
Thank you. stick my hand into the shadow, pull the pieces from the sand, try to attempt to reassemble, see just who I might have been. I do not recognize the vessel, but the eyes seem so familiar, like phosphorescent desert buttons, singing one familiar song. We'll be right back.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
I've been listening to. The Elastic Retreat with DJ Dead to the World on Spirit Planets Radio. Broadcasting all the way around the world at www.spiritplantsradio.com. So turn on, tune in, visit us on the web for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. www.spiritplantsradio.com.